The struggle to find affordable or just available childcare is real for parents across the country, and it's worse in rural areas. Parents are often left cobbling a plan together because there may be no daycare available for miles, and in some cases, there's just no daycare at all. Excaret Nunez of Harvest Public Media has more.
Oh, I see mommy too.
Oh my gosh! It's pickup time for the kids at the Stillwell School's daycare in Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All the children here have parents who work for the small-town school. The school district opened the daycare in late 2019 in an effort to try and recruit new teachers.
We have people that would love to work at Stillwell, but they've told us that they can't take the job because we don't have daycare.
That's Assistant Superintendent Matthew Brunk, who helped start the district's daycare. Brunk proposed the idea after he and his wife moved to Stillwell and had a difficult time finding any childcare in town for their two-year-old.
So, I mean, talk about panic. We had no idea what we were going to do.
Daycare can be difficult to find across the country, but it's especially hard in rural communities. A study by the Center for American Progress calls rural areas childcare deserts and says nearly 60% of rural families don't have any access to childcare. Shoshana Inwood, a rural sociologist at Ohio State University, says that puts a financial strain on families.
When families don't have access to childcare, somebody needs to leave the workforce or to stay home and take care of the children. So that's sacrificing additional household income.
And that was exactly the case for Ashley Fikowski. She has three kids. Two of them are twins.
Oh my goodness.
And this day, they're playing and blowing kisses.
I'm going to get your baby, 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 baby.
Fikowski lives on the outskirts of Rolla, Missouri, 100 miles southwest of St. Louis. And she says the physical distance between any daycare and her family is a major issue. The only childcare options she would be comfortable with are at least an hour away.
We were really surprised, having moved from St. Louis, that there was no childcare unless you went through a church.
Fikowski stayed home and planned to re-enter the workforce in 2020 when her first child was in kindergarten. But then she learned she was pregnant with twins.
The decision kind of made itself. But I really struggled with it a lot, especially at first. I was, like, so ready to return to work.
Fikowski and her husband are now hoping to move out of their small town to be closer to family and childcare so she can go back to work. The childcare drought in rural areas, just like in urban ones, is partially due to childcare workers' pay, typically less than $12 an hour. Maureen Coffey, an early childhood policy analyst for the Center for American Progress, says, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, Congress helped by approving the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan. She says they allocated more than $40 billion to fight the childcare drought.
When it comes to how that's impacted rural communities, over 30,000 programs in rural counties have gotten ARP funding. And these funds reach at least one provider in almost 97% of rural counties.
Back in Stillwell, Oklahoma, Matthew Brunk says it was that federal money that allowed the district to open a new daycare this month. That meant fewer families on the wait list and less of a shortage of childcare options in this rural town. But it's a relief that may be fleeting since much of the federal funds for daycare in the coronavirus bill expires next year. For NPR News, I'm Excaret Nunez in Stillwell, Oklahoma.